Education, Free and Compulsory, by Murray Rothbard. Narrated by Graham Wright. Preface. The central concern of social theory and policy in the new millennium should be to redefine fundamentally the role of the state in its relations to individuals, families, communities. This must also include a rethinking of the means, methods, and institutions most suitable for the education of the child. What urgently requires correction is today's dramatic imbalance between families and the state. It is an imbalance that overwhelmingly favours the controlling power of the political sphere relative to that of parents and children to seek out educational settings that are best suited to the full educational development of the individual. What is at stake is nothing less than the very concept of what it means to live and thrive as a human being. Must people be controlled and coerced from the cradle by enormous political bureaucracies with preset agendas on who may teach and how, what we must learn and when? Or can people generally work out for themselves what is in their best interests, and seek ways to make their interests consistent with the common good, rightly understood? Another way to put the question is framed up perfectly in Murray N. Rothbard's resplendent manifesto. Is education to be conducted in an institutional setting of freedom, or must it be compulsorily financed and administered? It is an old question that dates back to the very beginnings of political philosophy, but one that is rarely discussed today, though it becomes especially pertinent in this time of rising violence and declining values in our public educational institutions. To decide that government and not the family has the primary responsibility for overseeing the education of the child may, at first, appear to be a small concession. But as we have seen in this century, it is not easy, and may in fact be impossible, to rein in political power once it gains control over schooling. Since the early 1930s, when the federal and state government became more aggressively involved in education, control has become incrementally more centralised. For instance, in the year of my birth, 1932, there were 128,000 school districts in the United States, while today there are less than 15,000. This shrinkage and centralisation of decision-making has gone on at the same time our student population has grown to twice the size. This is to say nothing of the hundreds of billions of dollars taken from taxpayers and spent by local, state, and federal government on education, the result of which has been only to diminish the quality of their output. Moreover, and exactly as Rothbard predicted nearly three decades ago, these institutions are increasingly imposing politicised, standardised, one-size-fits-all curricula that neither accommodate individual strengths nor correct for individual weaknesses. Before Goals 2000 and its dubious predecessors, Rothbard foresaw the way in which schools are used to impose a political agenda that in turn seeks to reinforce political support for official institutions. Many years before the astonishing increase in homeschooling, he argued that the ideal education was one-on-one, supervised by the parent. Education continues to be one of the most politically charged issues in our national culture, and the conflicts over education in America are likely to grow more polarised so long as the political control grows ever tighter. Indeed, for centuries, the political control of education has engendered social conflict, and even led to civil wars and revolutions. Isn't it time this system be completely rethought along the lines Professor Rothbard discusses? I believe so. Despite all the talk about education reform, now decades running, this debate has not yet begun, primarily because the topical boundaries have been too narrowly drawn. with his sweeping and unflinchingly radical rethinking of the very structure of educational institutions, Professor Rothbard shocks us out of our stupor and calls us toward the total reconceptualization that is more necessary than ever. Kevin Ryan, Emeritus Professor of Education, Director, Center for the Advancement of Ethics and Character, Boston University.